Hey, everybody, welcome back for another episode of The Overlay, a poker podcast brought to you by CCG Poker and Paramount Social Club. Hey, Brando, what up?
What up, what up?
It's going to be a little micro episode. We just finished the our top six most premium difficultest. Let me try that again.
Yeah, you're really good at this.
I know, I love this because it's such a mouthful. We just finished our top six toughest premium hold'em hands to play, and they were really good. I'm excited. Actually, we've noticed a nice dip up in the downloads. So thank you to our peoples out there in podcast land listening to The Overlay, and we appreciate you all very much, and thanks for listening. And apparently you want more strategy content. So today, for a micro episode, episode 78, we're going to bring you a non-strategy episode.
I was about to say, nothing that has to do with like my heart actually dropped.
It's been perfect Overlay fashion. If you and I couldn't do anything else better, it's like, hey, this formula is working. They want to know more about Brandon's ideas and Ken's funny jokes and stupid stories about poker and how they apply to the average person. I call it the average Ken. I don't say the average Joe. I say the average Ken. But yeah, no, this week we're going to talk about the WSOP Circuit Event 2022 in Elgin, late November, and just how awesome it was. I didn't get to go. Did you go at all?
I did.
Yeah, my wife turned 40, so I was in New York for like the big chunk, and then we had the Black Friday weekend, and then I kind of missed the whole thing. And then before that, I had to like get all my work done so I could go to New York on vacation with my wife, but I had a really great time in New York. It was awesome.
Sweet.
Yeah.
I had a really not so great time at the WSOP circuit.
Yeah, so now I was at, let's do kind of a quick, it was at the Grand Victoria in Elgin, which in generality, and I don't want to get too negative here, but I know it's not a highly sought after poker room for poker players, correct?
Yeah, no, it's
not a great room. It's not known as like a great room. It's got good action. It's got a lot of good regulars that go just to that place, just to the Grand Vic. But like the rake's like crazy high, right? Didn't they do like they took $7 no matter when it happened? Or
I think it's like eight. I think it's 8+1.
Oh my god!
But they take the small blind right off the bat. Like if it folds around or they chop,
yeah, they still like take
the small blind gets raked.
Yeah,
which is fine.
As long as you know the rules going in, then it's your decision to play the game or not. You can't know the rules, play the game, and then bitch about it when it happens.
I think more so that was a decade or 12, 15 years ago when everybody else was like flat five in it and like no promo.
Yep.
Or like it was 5+1, like very competitively, even 4+1 in Vegas.
Yep.
And then they're ripping 8+1. Mm-hmm. I mean, rakes creeped up a little bit higher elsewhere, but they've kind of stayed the same. So it's less of an issue these days in terms of that buck. But yeah, but that always got them a bad rap.
A bad rap. Yeah. In the Chicagoland area. Now, they did open up a new poker room. Didn't they revamp the poker room, I think, recently,
so
post-COVID?
So I had been to I've been to Grand Vic exactly one time prior to this, and it was like a basement poker room. Mm-hmm. I was getting put in by somebody as a 23-year-old because I was out there for a birthday dinner. Like I had no money. I thought it was a fine experience. Yeah. I mean, I remember there being like a little sandwich shop, like back little area to get like refreshments. I always thought that little area was nice. And, but I guess, I don't know if that poker room is still there. I'm not sure on that, but I know they built up like the whole buffet is gone and gutted, and the buffet is right when you walk in the entrance, and it's the poker room right to the right now.
Yes.
Like directly when you walk into the casino, like sports book, poker room, pizza place, right when you walk in.
Which is nice. It's nice for the poker players to don't want to play any table games. I think that's a good spot. I always felt like Ameristar in Indiana had a nice setup if they had a poker room. Kind of, you know how when you used to play the HBT there, you would go in and up the escalator to the right, and they had that like little area right down there. You didn't have to walk through the casino. Some of the problems I have, like when I go play, one of the best poker rooms in the world is the Venetian in Las Vegas, and I love it. But you're on the casino floor, like you're on, right?
Yeah, I mean, you got to like sneakily walk in from off the strip to Walgreens and like the back way, and then you can sneak around the bulk room. But if you're in the casino, you're walking through the entire, I mean, you're walking past every game.
I also meant too, like when you're playing in a tournament or cash game or whatever, like you're like the floor is right there. So like there's pandemonium and there's drunks running around 3 o'clock in the morning and you're at the bubble and a tournament and it's getting weird. Like that's kind of a pain in the ass. But it is nice that Elgin decided to put it in a very, very, it's a very pristine location for poker players, at least. It does have a basement-y feel. I didn't go, but I did see some of the pictures from some of the poker websites I follow, and a few people that like, and we'll get into this. I think Anna had sent me a picture, or I'd seen a picture with Anna in it, and she had final tabled the women's event, and it did have kind of a basement-y feel. You know what I'm talking about? Like shorter ceilings.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. So I don't know.
It wasn't a grand room, but it's in a good location. You don't have to walk through a bunch of crap, and you don't have a bunch of slot machines going off in your ear. Yep. Those are benefits.
Yep, and there's a big hallway right outside, so like on breaks and people smoking, like it's quick and easy to accessible, you know. Everything's good there. And then on top of that...
parking's super close too, right?
Yes, and they also had the upstairs like banquet hall room open too. So like in addition to it being in the poker room, it was also upstairs, which was right down the escalators.
Nice.
And... So I spent my whole time up there. Parking, 1 minute walk from my car to register for the tournament.
Nice.
Maybe even less. I mean, it couldn't have been closer. And then, walk through security right there. And then you're just in the nice little banquet room. I would say there was maybe 30, maybe 35 tables up there, if I had to guess. And they had a bar and they had waitresses and they had, snacks and drinks available right there. That was a pretty nice feel. I mean, that kind of felt like a CCG event, to be honest. We're in a banquet room with 25 tables, and that's kind of what it felt like. Chairs were nice, tables were nice, dealers were good. I mean, my experience was good.
That's awesome.
Everything, yeah. I mean, besides it being 2 hours from my house, but
it is far because it's not close. I live in Naperville, Aurora area. It is like an hour. It's not close. That's probably why I've never been a player there. I've never really gone. All right. Well, let's talk about the actual circuit itself. I think it was a great turnout. Like the Chicago market being that we haven't had a WSOP regional event, circuit event in the Chicagoland area since February of 2020. So we're going on almost 3 years. Correct?
Yeah.
I mean, 3 years. No HPT, no MSPT, no WSOP. The WPT's never been here. And it is also unique that Illinois is one of the first ones. I know a lot of people aren't up on the gambling laws in Illinois, but your hostess with the mostest, Ken, is. The problem they've always had is because of the limited gaming spots, which has, because of the sports books, has kind of changed slightly. That's why you're going to see some different things happening in Illinois, which is kind of cool. So I like the fact that it was in Elgin. I mean... For me, an hour to Elgin or an hour to Horseshoe, I guess, really doesn't matter. But it is nicer if you're an Illinois player and you play an Illinois WSOP and you win an event and you have to pay taxes and state taxes and things of that nature. Like, it goes towards your Illinois state tax. When I did that deal in Indiana and I got second place in the PLO event, it's been a while since I've mentioned that. I had to pay Indiana state tax. Like, they take it out, which is fine. I got it back. But, like... You got to wait till you file your taxes, and it was like a thing, and I had to like send in a documentation. Like, it was almost
the whole stuff.
And considering it for like the amount of money that they kept out, because I think my, what was it, like 13 or 14,000 I won. I mean, it wasn't a ton of money. So it was like a couple hundred. It was almost more of an aggravation to like get a check. I don't know. I like the fact that it's in Illinois. I think it's a bonus for Illinois players that we have not experienced at this point. So
yeah,
a point in the plus column.
So, I mean, we can just roll right into the action. I mean, we're going to be just talking about how well our group of players did, basically.
Yeah, the Chicagoland players, and obviously we're going to take credit for CCG players. Some of them are CCG regular hardcore players. Some of them are players that have played CCG. Some of them are players that played CCG and have graduated to bigger and better games and even still did it. And, like, that's great. So, fire off. Let's hear some winners, Brando.
So event two, I believe event one was like a 400 like opener, but then event two was like the big 600, bunch of flights, maybe $500,000 guarantee. I'm just throwing a number out there, but a big guarantee on it.
Low buy-in point for the WSOP, at least their price point. That's a low price point for them.
Yeah. Tommy got sixth, I think.
Mm-hmm.
In that,
Big Tommy, who's been in every single free roll except the November free roll, which is kind of cool. So I mean, that man's and he does play everywhere. So I'm not going to claim him as just our own, but he plays a ton at CCG, and to do that well, it's like that's awesome.
Yeah,
like he's a hardcore charity poker player in general.
Absolutely, I would consider him a complete regular charity poker player for like ever, as long as I've been around, which has been a while now.
I mean, he's been around. I remember when he's been around for a decade or more.
Yeah,
like, I've known him for a long time. Like, like early CCG days, he was coming in, playing the deep stacks and stuff. And he's a hell of a player. I see why. When you have a hobby and you're good at it, keep doing it.
Yep.
And that was event two.
Dennis, second place in that event.
Oh, wow. So two CCG regs at the final table, and they finished fourth and second. Nice.
Yeah, and I think second place, again, I'm just throwing numbers out here, but I think that's got to be six figures.
Ooh, that's a lot.
Yeah, so that's a big cash. It's a really big cash for a 600.
I mean, a six-figure winner for a $400 tournament.
$600
tournament. Like, that's still like average Joe kind of like it's not a main event where you get a little bit higher caliber player, or at least players that are willing to, you know what I mean? Like, I'm talking about like when the price point's that low for the WSOP, I feel like you get a lot more regular players than you get like pros or semi pros that play in the main event stuff.
Anybody
can collect 600. Yeah.
Correct. Right. Like, if you're playing the CCG deep stack, like, you can also be going
a couple times a month. Like, you could save up and bink one of those, and to bink a six figure winner, like, I don't care who you are, six figure winner anywhere is legit. I don't care if you make $5 million a year. If you just get $100,000 for a day and a half of work, bing, bang, boom, that's pretty cool.
Yep, I agree. And off of 600.
And I don't make $1 million a year. Six-figure winner would be a hell of a lot better for me than bing, bang, boom.
Absolutely.
It would be scoobity doobity. I got nothing. Go ahead.
Scoobity doobity. Wow.
Mibbity jibbity. Mibbity. Yep, I got nothing.
So I'm just going to keep moving along.
Keep going. Ignore I said maybe jibbity.
But, oh, no, I think Anwar then wins, I believe, like event three or four.
Yep, Anwar, straight up CCG-er. Love it. I'm claiming him as our own. It's so cool to have him have a ring. Like, it's so cool because nicest guy.
He is. He also, I believe he bubbled the final table of the CCG free roll. Mm-hmm. For the main event last year.
Yeah.
And I think he took a bad beat and he just like, oh, you know, remember he got there with like one big blind because he had to drive all the way over there, and then he got there and he played one hand and he busted. But the hand,
God bless him for doing that.
Was like a chip lead pot. And I think he just like got in an ace king to ace queen, and the ace queen just like drilled a backdoor four liner flush.
Ooh.
And he just like literally like knocked the table and was like, how much is it? Nice hand. I was like, wow. Like, and then he like left himself with one big blind and then like smiled and was like, okay, I'll drive over there now. It was just the nicest. Couldn't have been nicer.
Do you want to know what his secret calming is? Like his meditation at the poker table? Have you never seen this?
No.
He watches bird videos on YouTube exclusively when he's doing it. And I asked him once, Anwar, what are you doing? And he's like, I find it's soothing. It's calming. You know, it's like that like ASMR thing, right? So like you get that little bit of like the sounds of like the birds and the rustling. And it's always like bald eagles and nests or whatever. Like it's not like, you know, birds at the park. It's like legit birds, like fucking falcons and stuff.
Yeah, falcons. Yeah
it's so cool. Now I'm kind of like, they're going to be a bunch of Anwar, like he's a trailblazer. Now I'd be like, oh, if it worked for him and he won a ring and he did all this other stuff, like maybe I should be watching some bird videos while I play. So maybe tomorrow, maybe in my meetup games, I'll be doing that.
Nice.
Who else we got?
So then moving on, like trying to go semi in order here, we have the event I played, which I think was like five or six, the PLO. Now we're on to like Monday, then the week. And I fired three bullets, 400, 400, 400, got it in with three reps and went 0-for-3.
Nice.
The second and third time I busted to PJ, CCG regular PLO player, comes a lot of Fridays and plays PLO.
Mm-hmm.
And he went, I mean, when he knocked me out for my third bullet and I was going home, he had to have like 180,000 chips in the blinds were like 400, 800.
Right.
So he had like 150, 170 big blinds. I mean, he did knock me out twice, but like
just a those massive were like, amount of chips.
Yeah, just a lot of chips. So then I went home, and then, you know, the next day I was searching and I saw like, you know, Philip, and I was like, oh, I wonder if that was him. And then I remembered he sent me a Venmo, and I looked up his last name, and that was him. He got second place.
Yep. Pretty awesome.
And he had second place, and he said he came Black Friday last weekend. I talked to him about it, and he said he had the guy, he got it all in. He turned a flush, and the guy turned, the guy had two pair, and the guy boated, or else he would have won.
Yep.
So the guy had four outs, or else he would have won. So second place, still pretty, pretty sick in the PLO tournament.
He's in the WSOP second place club with me.
Yeah. Yeah, second place club with you. And about the same amount of money, too.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, those PLOs always bring out every PLO player in Chicagoland because there's only one of them. Like, you know, the Hold'em guys get, you know, 12 you get events. Tons,
so you might miss people or, you know. You can,
yeah, the PLO, the entire Chicago PLO community is there firing that 400.
And I was chomping a bit because I was in New York City. Otherwise, I would have been there firing bullets. I almost wanted to virtually fire bullets from New York, but I couldn't.
So then I think,
after PLO, and we had a nice PLO victory.
I think
victory.
We can move on to Greg.
Greg.
Our boy Greg.
Yep. Greg and Diva.
Winner, I think. Just a full ring in first place.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember. I don't know if it was a 600 or 400. I don't know what it was or what event number it was.
One of those price points, but he definitely got a ring, and it was awesome, and he brought it on Black Friday, and I thought it was cool as shit, and I was like, you should totally use this as a chip protector, and he brought, like, the box it came in.
The box,
and he did this whole really great, like presentation when he showed us at the table, and he, like, opened it and then closed it real fast, and we all, like, tried to look at it. It was really cool, and I was like, Greg, you should totally use that as a chip protector, and then just keep it closed, like, on your chips as the protector, and then, like, when you go all in and the person's in the tank, like, you should just look at him, and then just, like, open up the box so they can see the ring inside, and then, like, don't say anything, just kind of, like, stare at them intently, and then when they muck, then just close the case and then scoop your pot and go on to the next hand. I was like, this whole scene played out in my brain. I was like, this will totally work, just open it up and scan, you just make this look at him. I was like, it's great. He's like, yeah, I'm not gonna do that. I was like, cool, just an idea. Let me know. There might have been a translation error as well, but it's fine.
Slight.
But another dialect. Super CCG Rec, they come on a monthly basis. They are there every weekend, at least one event, sometimes multiple times an event, especially if him or his wife are in the running for the tournament points list for CCG. I mean, it's they're there a lot. If you played CCG, you would recognize both Anwar and Greg, which is amazing. They both won rings. Keep going. Who else we got?
So then we have the ladies event.
Ladies.
Anna. Got fourth.
Fourth. Yep. Final table. Then got fourth, which is very cool.
I mean, that's pretty. I mean, I think that was a 250. But I mean, still, I mean, the women's event has to kind of be insane. I mean, you got to have like every woman of poker has to be there.
I feel like
that.
The field is stronger in an all women's event than it would be in a general population event.
Like because it's the best women that are all playing.
Correct. Like, yep. 100%. I can say that with confidence that most women's only tournaments are going to be a higher caliber of players in general. I would rather play in a larger field general pop than an all ladies event because I feel like it would be harder to win the all ladies event, even though I don't qualify. But I'm just saying, like, I shouldn't say that. As a poker player, I think it's good. It would be harder to win. I don't know why they do women's events. I feel like it's harder to win. Maybe it's like the all-star event. It's kind of cool. Like, I feel like it's a lot harder. You're not going to get, like, any, like, timid players that you do in a regular no-limit game. I just don't think that happens as often. So, kudos to Anna for getting fourth. Pretty
I just think that since they, like, represent a rather small part of the poker population, mm-hmm. that when they're all together in the field, it's probably
they're better players.
Yeah, there's not going to be absolute.
They're all players.
Where there's always
correct.
Yeah, there's always fish in an open tournament
for sure.
Like, how many fish could there really be? It's like the serious women poker player all playing together.
Mm-hmm. I think the average would be much higher in the women's tournament than say the event number one or something. You know.
Yeah.
All right. So you got Anna fourth place, latest event. What else we got? Are getting closer to the main event.
I think that's pretty much it. I know Greg played another 1K and got fourth.
Yeah, which is what a weekend that is.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, shit. It's amazing.
Still made time to come play.
I'm still riding high on my second place winner from 3 years ago. He didn't even wait 3 days before a final table fourth place finish.
That's funny.
That's good. What else? So main event, we got a couple of main eventers in there.
Yeah, we got Patty and Mike.
Finished in the top 20, yeah?
Yeah, I think Mike was like 60, which is a deep run, obviously. Yeah. And then
how many total players in that main event?
25th. How many players?
Yeah. Do you have any idea?
I have no idea.
Okay. It was a weird price point, though. Yeah?
1700?
Yeah. Is that like the new, is that like a new thing? I felt like it was a weird, I always thought it was like 1100, but did the WSOP do like 1600?
No, I think
events?
It was 1600.
Okay. Maybe now that I think about that, I think like the regional
maybe
tours.
Maybe they just went up 100 for inflation.
Yeah. I think the regional tours end up doing 1100s, like the MSPTs and the old HPTs. They do 1100.
Yeah. They're more 1100s. Yeah.
But like, I guess you're right. The WSOP did a $1,600 main, but anyways, this year it was 1700 fucking inflation. we had Gutshot in there who had a nice run. Patty Rich, which I guess is what we're doing. The Knit, he got all the way up to like 20 something, right? They got
25th.
like a nice solid, almost a five figure winner, not quite, just under it. And then Ronaldo
and then Kevin Hernandez, he doesn't come much anymore. Yeah. He got second in our big holiday, 250, this past weekend. He cashed. So that's another, you know, that's another showing. I mean,
yeah.
And these are people that come to CCG, you know,
pretty regularly.
Minus Kevin, pretty regularly, yeah. You know, where we could say they definitely play often. And then I think we can go to the grand finale. I think the main event, Jill getting second is pretty insane.
Renato got fourth. He's a big time CCG player in the sense of he plays, you know, the bigger CCG events. So the bigger charity events in general. So we can't quite claim him, but he does
like really quickly.
He
like,
did.
I think he went like from like the hundreds at CCG to like Mo and Goes to like 300.
He's ripping main events at WSOPs. Yeah.
Main events. Yeah.
He got fourth, by the way.
Yeah.
Almost six figures. Not quite, but almost six figures. All right. The big finish for the weekend. We got to give her credit.
Yeah.
Jill. Jill's been a reg at CCG and charity poker in general. Again, we can't claim her as our own. She does play everywhere, but she does play regularly at CCG, so she's definitely a reg. She got second, and they did battle back and forth for the chip lead for a long time. So I don't think there was any deal made. I think they legit played it out, which is pretty cool to think about. I never heard anything about a deal being made kind of behind the scenes. So amazing. 1069 players. Total prize pool was 1.6 million for the main event, the ring event at the WSOP Elgin. But second place, pretty amazing.
Yeah, second place just seems so hard. I mean, I don't remember, she was the last woman standing in the main event before.
That was 2019, yeah?
It might have been. Was it 2019?
I think it was 2019 because I remember thinking about that when, because 2020 didn't happen, and then 21 was like the weird time. So I think, and then 22 was another weird one. So I don't think she did either one of those. She might have played, but I don't think that's. But I think her last woman's name was 2019.
Place.
Yeah. I mean, legit. Like. Really good, really pretty, kind of awesome. She's in the top 6,000 all time money list.
Yeah, that's
on Hendon Mom all time. In Illinois, she is not inside the top 100. Close. It's hard to imagine 117 other players in Illinois who have won more money than her, and she's had some pretty solid finishes.
Yeah.
Who is the most winningest player in Illinois?
I have no idea. Probably somebody big that is from Illinois initially. Do you know it? It's probably right there, right?
Yeah, it is. Connor Drian. Drian.
Oh, yeah, because he won the – he played the – yeah, Connor Drinan. Drinan.
D-R-I-N-A-N.
He's the one that
he's
lost.
From Arlington Heights, so he's a Chicago player. He lives in Chicago. It says resident Chicago, Illinois.
Kenny, you'll know him. Remember the million-dollar buy-in one drop when they got in aces versus aces?
Uh-huh.
He's the one that lost.
That's so good. We should invite him on the podcast. And only talk about that.
But yeah, I know he's a crusher. Kevin Saul should be up there, right?
Yeah, Gavin Griffin's another old school name that I haven't. Kevin Saul's eighth, which is pretty wild. Kevin's been at CCG before. I haven't seen him in a long time. Says he still lives in Illinois. Gavin Griffin, which is another guy that you remember. He apparently still lives in Darien. And I don't know how accurate these Hendon Mob locations are.
I think Griffin, he sounds familiar, like he was a November Niner, I think.
No, Gavin Griffin, it's like old school, like when Chris Moneymaker, like when the poker boom happened, like he was like a Full Tilt, Ultimate Bet kind of guy, like an online player. And we kind of knew him because he was from Illinois. He was like the online like kid player that like just made it and... You know, he was one of the Cinderella stories that like got through and, you know, turned his $50 deposit into $5 million of winners. But yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Pretty wild. I love looking at this list. It's just, I haven't looked at it in a really long time and it's really funny. You ever look yourself up on Hendon Mob? Is that like a weird thing to do? Ken?
No.
Let's look at Ken. No picture of me.
Yeah, obvi.
I don't have my own picture. Best live cash, $13,629. My total live earnings is just over $16,000. I am in the top, almost the top 50,000 money list in the United States. I am 1,778 in Illinois. Let's see. I have no ranking points. Oh, nope. Global Poker Index ranking. I am in the top 200,000 in the world. I'm going to put that on my Twitter. I am number 193,000 and some change. And my popularity ranking, I am less popular than I am ranked as a poker player.
Great.
My popularity ranking is 193,356. If the overlay people can do anything for me, Brandon and I both, neither of us get paid for this. So if you guys could kind of boost my rankings a little bit higher, that would be cool. Do you think if I be the first to follow Ken? Yes. Be the first to follow me. Oh, I have to log in. You cannot follow yourself, you loser. Damn it. I would like to see if I could find a way to upload my own picture. I'm going to work on that. So overlay people, please go on to Hendon Mob and look me up, Ken from the overlay. And let's boost it. Let's get a grassroots kind of thing.
A GoFundMe page.
Yeah, let's get a GoFundMe page to induce my. Yeah. That'd be really good. I got nothing. Look at this. Best winners. Woo. I'm really riding that $13,000 winner.
Yes.
All time money list. All right. The nice thing is I only need to win one more dollar to move up. Let's see what I need to get into the... Why am I last? Oh, no, I'm tied. Let's see. And then we'll end this episode with great job, CCG and Chicagoland Prairies. And the one thing I did want to say that you and I were talking before we started this episode is that I thought it was really awesome that... most of the events were won by Chicagoland players in general. Not only so many players that play CCG and charity poker in general, but just like regular... Chicagoland players, not like the transplants that come in from the outside world, you know, like St. Louis and Wisconsin and Iowa and Indiana, although you're an Indiana person, but we count you as Chicagoland area. So thanks, Brando. You know, like Indianapolis and stuff like that, like people who come in to play these bigger circuit events, you know, that are kind of on the circuit tour, so to speak. I feel like the Chicagoland players kind of put them in their spot. And I feel like we rank pretty high in, you know, poker playing ability in the United States of America area. So good job.
United States of America area.
Yeah. All right. So,
yeah, no, for sure. I think the Chicago games are always some of the toughest games in the country. I mean,
which is awesome.
Whenever you go to Vegas, they always say the same thing.
Yep. All right. Ken, I need a small winner to get in the top 50,000 players of the all-time Illinois. Is it Illinois? No, the United States all-time money list. For me to get in the top 50,000, this is my goal for 2023. I only need, good Lord, I only need about a four. I need a $400, a $420 cash. If I'd have just cashed in that freaking Venetian tournament, I would have drilled it right then and there. But no, Ken's got to get it all in with suited ace pocket eights like an idiot. What a
ace king 8-8.
Ace king 8-8. Single suit. And sniff nothing. Up against kings. So my king was even dead. Stupid king. Anyways, thanks for listening to The Overlay, a poker podcast sponsored by Ken. Inside the top 200,000 all-time players in the United States. Pretty amazing stat there, Brando. I'm not going to lie. Where do you land?
Don't look me up. Although it's higher than you, obviously. Actually, it's probably not.
I don't know how to get your name. I'm not going to make it spelled on the perfect podcast.
Yeah.
God, the benefits of having a goofy last name.
Let's go. I mean, I had the $20,000 main event cash.
Oh, yeah. You got me beat right there.
Yeah.
One time.
Just a nice little double up.
There are only 517 Brandon S's if you want to go through and see this.
No, the podcast, we can't suffer. We can't make them suffer any longer.
Thank you, as always, for listening.
We're just a regular phone call.
Yep. Phone calls between Brandon and Ken, episode 78, a mini episode, which turned out to be a half an hour long. Thank you so much for listening. Follow us on Twitter at The Overlay Pod. I have been getting better at being on the Twitters since I'm worried that they're going to close Twitter because of Elon Musk, even though Brandon and I are huge Musk fans as far as Twitter goes. So please, please, please don't take our Twitter away. Anything else you want to say, Brando?
Nope. I got nothing. Literally nothing.
All right, everybody. Say goodbye.
Farewell.
See you, everybody.